Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oscar Judd. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oscar Judd. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Salveson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Salveson. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake bunts towards the mound. Salveson fields it and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Culberson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards bunts towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to third for the out. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judd for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into right field. Hockett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hockett. Lake moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Salveson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salveson bunts towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0 for 1 in the game. Judd hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to second. One out. Otto Denning pinch hits for Jack Salveson. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Culberson. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Rosar scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Allie Reynolds now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Culberson. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive towards the mound. Judd catches it and throws to second to double up Keltner. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazor. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0-for-2 in the game. Judd hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazor moves to second. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazor scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judd hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Allie Reynolds. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.